gladiolas
better than people plants
and magnolias.
They never do evil plants
and begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living give without any fuss.
Us,
water,
water,
sun, and air
and
are
sun.
All they need to grow. I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
No, it's not Disneyland that's the happiest place on earth. It's Garden Talk Live, although you're going to be going down to Disneyland, Dr. Spaeth.
I am, and I always, I haven't been there very frequently, but when I do go, I really enjoy looking at all their landscaping.
Well, they have a staff of probably 100.
Well, and you never see their gardeners. You never see anybody doing anything in the garden. I do believe that they garden when the park is closed
sure.
overnight.
And they have all the lights on, and all they're the doing on. All their maintenance out there because
all
it is pristine, isn't it?
It is very
when
pristine.
Did you first visit as a child? Did you?
Oh, so originally I went to Disney World in Florida mm-hmm. Because I was in the marching band. And so we marched in the 25th anniversary Spectrum Magic Parade, and the band that I was in.
Wait a second, back up. Yeah. Spectrum Magic.
Spectrum Magic was what they called it. I don't know. It was just a light parade at night. So everybody was lit up with cool stuff, and we had the magnificent honor of. If you ever saw the video that was the medley of the Aladdin soundtrack that they had on the Disney Channel, my high school band recorded the background for that. So that was pretty fun. That was the first time I ever went.
What were you playing?
I played the alto sax.
Alto sax. So
yeah.
There you are in the section.
I am in
playing.
The section.
So that was your first time at Disneyland?
Disney World.
As a high school kid.
As a high school kid.
And then?
And then I went to Disneyland with the family. 12 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So my son was not born yet. And my daughter was very small. And my housemate has never been. You know,
it's about time.
It's about time. So we're all going together.
That's
they actually
so fun.
Have a cool, it's like the 75th anniversary of Disneyland. So they have a cool deal for California residents where you can get 3 days of park passes for considerably cheaper than most times.
All right. Well, good. This is good news. You'll come back refreshed, happy, and lots of tales
and
to
with
tell.
Lots of pictures of plants on my phone, probably.
I'm sure you will. So if you can't make it to Disneyland, well, Garden Talk is the second best place to hang out for the morning because it's been described by listeners as an oasis of sanity.
Oh, wonderful.
On Saturday morning because we talk about plants.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. Well, Disneyland a little
okay.
bit, too.
And Luther. We talked about
you can
Luther.
Join our conversation. 707-636-1350, the direct line into the greenhouse to talk with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. She is the, in her spare time, she's actually the research horticulturist at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. That means she's the curator for the entire Prunus collection for UC Davis. The orchards, which I visited in Winters, California, are extraordinary.
Oh, and this time of year is one of my favorite times of year to be there because all of the peach blocks are flowering right now. The apricots haven't quite started yet, but the Prunus mume, the ones that you use to make umeboshi out of.
Oh, the umeboshi plum?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They're done now. They're already leafed out, but they smell like cinnamon and magic and the bees humming. And
did you actually say cinnamon and magic?
I did. I did say cinnamon and magic. That's the fragrance.
It's very poetic. Very lovely. So, Dr. Spaeth, it's well worth a few minutes of your time if you have any gardening questions. Don't go on some impersonal AI chat box and expect to get really accurate information. It'll give you something that sounds good, but why don't you talk with someone that actually lives and works here in Northern California and is an ace in all things horticulture. 707-636-1350. It'll be much more fun than AI. Or you can shoot her an email, steve@ksro.com. Lucas from Sebastopol, it's your turn with Dr. Spaeth. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I heard talk about the food forest thing, and I was wondering what some other suggestions might be rather than so much fruit, because some folks are sensitive to, you know, a high sugar diet.
Oh.
And so I was wondering what you might have a suggestion on that. And then I have a second question once you work on that one, please.
Okay, sure. So if that's a concern for too much high sugar, you could go towards the vegetable patch end instead, where asparagus actually grows pretty well out here for some varieties. I would say artichokes grow really quite well out here. Burdock is another root that's very similar to artichoke, but you gotta eat that one with a little bit of a I say it gives you the herbally burblies. It might not be as, it's delicious. It tastes like the center of a good broccoli heart or something like that, but it might not be great on your intestinal fortitude.
Wow.
Sunchokes work really well, although they can be quite invasive, but that's another root that you can grow and shave in salads and stir fries and things like that. Wasabi doesn't work too well out here if you're in a spot where your temperatures get above 80, but if you live in a more coastal range, you can do things like wasabi and horseradish pretty well. Rhubarb is another great one. Not a high sugar content there, but you do have to add sugar to it, so you can kind of control the amount of sugar that you would have in that particular item. How's that work for you? Is that okay?
That's a pretty good list of alternatives, I would have to admit. That's
right.
Great.
Cool.
Thank you for that. Now, my second question is, I still have a bunch of coffee grounds around that I've been putting in the garden, you know, over the wintertime and all. Is it too late to just spread some on the surface and rake them in?
I think if you raked them in, it'd probably be fine. I'm still hopeful that we'll get another rainstorm or two. We could use a couple more good ones. But this time of year right now, we had that big rain, and now we've been drying out with the wind and the sun a little bit. So the land is really friable, and I think working those in right about now is a good idea.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Well, thank you for
and
those.
And Rachel, did you mention like kale and collards and all
oh,
those?
Oh, I didn't mention those. Yeah, you could do tree collards or a perennial one, and kales and things like that too. That's a good point, Steve.
I think that, yeah.
Other vitamins and minerals.
Vitamins and minerals.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we have plenty of choices. Thank you very much.
And rhubarb. Did you say rhubarb?
I think I said rhubarb, but Swiss chard I did not mention. And that's another perpetual one in the beet family that you could do.
Well, thank you for bringing all the to our attention, Lucas.
You know, one question about the Swiss chard, though, is
sure. The
last couple of years, they've been invaded by this leaf miner. So where most of the stuff I end up ripping off and throwing to the chickens and hardly take that much into the house. So what can you say about that?
Yeah, I think there are some like BT-related products that you can use on those for leaf miners. But you're right. Once they get into your leaves, they kind of ruin it. Chickens will very much enjoy that. But I don't know if there are specific varieties that can work as a trap crop for that, where they'll go to those ones instead of your others. But that is definitely a concern, I would say. So,
okay. Right.
And you know, let me ask you, Rachel, have you heard of something called Good King Henry?
I have not.
Okay, it's a hearty, nutrient, perennial vegetable, and it's like a poor, they call it poor man's asparagus or a spinach substitute. And supposedly that's pretty good for a permaculture because it's shade tolerant.
Oh, nice.
So it might work well there.
Understory.
I wonder if you can get seeds. I bet somewhere here in Sonoma County you could probably find seeds for that.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I got off base.
And could you repeat the name of that again, please?
Oh, it's called Good King Henry. I don't know what the Latin name is, but you could look it up. I think Dave or someone talked about that many, many years ago as a substitute for asparagus. Someone said, oh, I don't want to do this. Is there anything else? And he said, well, there is something called Good King Henry that they call a poor man's asparagus. So you might want to give that a try.
I'll have to ask for that. Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Lucas.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good hearing from you. 707-636-1350. If you would like to chat with Dr. Rachel Spaeth, she's sitting here with nothing to do. Give her something to do. Access that brain power of Dr. Spaeth to help you with your gardening questions this morning. We're going to demonstrate now because Donna would like to chat with you about her fig tree.
Oh, good.
Good morning, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Donna. Welcome to the
show. Oh, I got
to
turn your radio down there, Donna. I'm hearing myself in stereo.
Good morning.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Doctor, I have a problem with, I kind of borrowed some fig twigs from a tree that was hanging over a fence.
Uh-huh.
And I left them in my car.
Oh.
For several days now.
Okay.
Are they still viable?
That's a really great question. I would try to hydrate them. You can soak they're pretty hardy. Figs are pretty hardy, but we have been warm for the last couple of days, and if your car was sitting in the sunshine, they might have got a little cooked. Were they just sitting out, or did you have them in a bag?
No, just sitting out.
Okay. So what I would probably do with that, just as the Hail Mary to try to get them to go, is I would soak them in lukewarm water for about 15 minutes, and then pull them out, and then try to stick them in the soil and root them. That might not work.
Well, they root in water.
I think they can root in water, but getting the fig from the water to growing in soil can be kind of tricky. So I usually have people start them in soil. The other thing that I do often is I'll take a sharp-tined fork and I'll score the bark on the outside. So you're not stripping the whole bark from around the entire thing, but you're just wounding it a little bit in lines on the outside. And if you start seeing some milky sap just kind of form on those, then you know that there's still moisture left in those sticks.
All right. Okay. I set them in a box, so they are sitting upright.
Okay. Okay.
So hopefully that'll be good too.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably going to be less successful than if you just cut them and stuck them right immediately, but those would be good things to try, and please call us back and tell us if they start to grow for you.
All right. Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Go forth, Donna, and steal some more fig cuttings from that neighbor tree.
Yes.
Liberate. She's liberated the fig cuttings.
Oh, liberate. Yes. Thank you, Rachel. It's all in the wording, isn't it?
Sure.
Good hearing from you, Donna from Windsor. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And it looks like someone is anxious to chat with you about his avocado.
Oh.
Okay, we'll take that call next, 707-636-1350. Still a line open for Dr. Rachel Spaeth. And, of course, our email services are available for you at any time. steve@ksro.com. That will connect you with Dr. Spaeth.
Enjoy dinner with the winemakers in beautiful Bodega Bay. It's the 36th annual Winemaker Dinner Series at the Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides. March 20th, join Aperture Cellars Director of Winemaking Hillary Scholand for a fabulous four-course dinner featuring smoked salmon blini with the 2024 Chenin Blanc, seared Chilean sea bass with the Aperture Barrel Fermented Sauvignon Blanc. The Sonoma County Red Blend will accompany the grilled filet of beef. For dessert, Pia's Panforte with creme anglaise next to the beautiful Aperture Cabernet. Aperture's grapes are hand-harvested, brought to the winery within hours, and meticulously sorted. And that's just the beginning. Over two decades of harvests have led to this moment at Aperture, where the wines have generated buzz and critical acclaim in equal measure. Make it a weekend. Special hotel room rates are available for winemaker dinner guests. The Inn at the Tides in picturesque Bodega Bay. Details and reservations at innatthetides.com.
Hi, I'm Ernest Ungaro.
And I'm Don Ungaro. From HVAC, plumbing, and electrical repairs to solar installations, we're here to make your home efficient and comfortable.
You're getting a refund. This March and April, Ungaro & Sons is issuing refunds on qualifying home projects. You could receive up to $2,000 back when you move forward with projects like heating and cooling systems, electrical panel replacements, generators, and more. It's simple. The bigger the project, the bigger the refund. And with over 90 years serving local homeowners, you can expect careful work, clear communication, and service delivered with respect for your home. If you've been thinking about taking care of a larger project, now's the time to move forward. Schedule your appointment today at ongaroandsons.com and receive a refund of up to $2,000.
Thank you for choosing Ongaro & Sons to take care of your home.
Up to 10% credit, max $2,000 on qualifying projects. Restrictions apply, ends April 30th.
This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Omelette Express, Santa Rosa's go-to breakfast spot for over 45 years. Dive into 21 signature omelets, fluffy pancakes, and sizzling breakfast burritos, all served with a side of local charm in historic Railroad Square. Whether you are fueling up for the day or brunching with friends, Omelette Express delivers comfort, flavor, and fast, friendly service. Don't wait. Grab your $50 gift certificate for just $25 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
Centerline 33 brings pickleball and complete wellness together in Sonoma County with brand new indoor and outdoor courts, a full fitness center, cold plunge, red light therapy, and an elegant welcoming environment. It's a place to stay active and socialize. From leagues, lessons, and open play to private event bookings, team building outings, and employee appreciation events, Centerline 33 is designed for connection. Rain or shine, pickleball always happens here. Grand opening pricing now available at a huge discount. Discover more at centerline33.com.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Garden Talk Live at KSRO with me. I'm wearing the gray long sleeve shirt this morning. Steve Garner, along with Dr. Spaeth. And that's a wonderful T-shirt you're wearing. It looks like a scene in the Rocky Mountains or somewhere like that.
It might be Rocky Mountains, actually. I inherited it from a friend. And so they went camping somewhere and got this lovely shirt. But it doesn't have a location on it, so I don't know exactly where it's from.
Marvelous. Does the UC collection also include avocados, or is that down south?
Oh, the avocado collection is actually in Hilo, Hawaii. And I have had the pleasure of visiting it. And they have some that are like the size of babies' heads. I mean, these are gigantic avocados. Super, super impressive.
Like bigger than grapefruit?
Yes, bigger than grapefruit. And the collection used to be in Miami, but they had to move it because of laurel wilt.
That afflicts avocados.
Yes, because they are in that laurel family. Okay. And so they started seeing signs of it in the collection and emergency propagated it and sent it to Hilo.
Well, that leads us into a question from Christian calling from Windsor this morning about his avocado. Hi, Christian. You're on with Dr. Spaeth. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
Oh, it's a lovely day. I'm so happy that you guys are part of our community. You guys have the wealth of knowledge, and I've been listening to you guys for years and years and years.
Thank you. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We aim to serve.
you actually serve well, Doctor. I have this amazing avocado tree I planted 5 years ago, and it's like 7 feet wide, about 17 feet tall now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't seem to figure out when to harvest. Like right now, the fruit is about 7 inches long, and it's about maybe 4 inches wide, and it's got that teardrop look, and it's hard. It's really hard, but it's green and beautiful. When do you think, what's a good way to test or before I harvest the whole thing? And I don't know, I just don't want to pick them too early.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So the fortunate thing is they are a climacteric fruit, which means that they ripen off of the tree, but you do want to make sure that you've accumulated enough oils and flavors within those avocados before you pick them. But if you think about in the store, they're typically picked firm and then shipped around to places to soften, which kind of makes it a little bit easier than having like a whole bunch of avocados at one time, and then you're like, I don't know what to do with all the avocados. So I would typically wait until you see the first one drop naturally from your tree.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the first one that drops naturally from your tree is going to be one that it'll probably have a bruise on it, but they will have gone through the abscission zone, which is where the plant walls itself off and cuts off that fruit to release it. And then that could be a time where you start picking in waves. And then to ripen those a little faster off the tree, you can put them in a brown paper bag with a couple of apples because they produce ethylene. Potatoes also work, and so do bananas. So any of those three things that you could have in a paper bag so that the gases are flowing in there are going to be a means of ripening those off of your tree.
That's awesome. That's great news. So far as like the harvest, I think there's going to be like maybe 90 of them, which is a big harvest.
Yes.
So for storing them, I usually put them in my garage fridge at the bottom, and it's not really open very often. Is that a good place to store them? Is there an alternative I should be? Is refrigeration bad for avocados? I was just curious.
That is a great question. So refrigeration is fine for avocados, and that's how they'll store those in big commercial facilities so that they can be ripened to perfection. It slows down that ethylene process a little bit, but doesn't completely stop it. So I would continue to check those to make sure that they aren't over-ripening in there. But as opposed to freezing them kind of damages the texture and the flavor a little bit. Although people do freeze them to make like avocado ice cream and stuff like that, but it's not quite as delicious as the freshness. So in the fridge can work. In the large commercial packing facilities, they often have ethylene scrubbers, which are extracting the ethylene from the air. And then they have grades that they label them at. So like these avocados are perfect for sushi grade. These ones are guacamole grade and so on and so forth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. This is exciting.
Wonderful. I'm excited about how many avocados you're getting on your tree in Windsor. This is really cool. Do you know what variety it is? Or did you start it from a seed?
Do you know what kind of, variety?
It's a bacon avocado. I got it at Prickett's. I got it at Prickett's about 5 years ago for $44. When I bought it, it was only like 4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And I planted it like in the corner of my house. My house is stucco, so maybe the heat and rain, but I treat it like a baby. I'll actually build a structure around it in the frost, and I'll coat it with this really cool green breathable netting that I ordered on Amazon. It's like 10 feet by 40 feet long. So I go up 20 feet and I surround it like a big dress in the winter. So, And then I just take that down, and right now it's down, and it's just thriving in the sun. And I mean, it's beautiful. I should email you guys a photo of it.
Yes, you should. So. That sounds like a fantastic location and a very good way to keep your avocado thriving. Excellent work.
Well, you know, James Bacon would be so proud of you.
Yes.
Christian, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's the guy that hybridized this.
He did, yeah.
Back 125 years ago in, Buena Park. Is that down there, L.A.? Is that?
I think so, yeah.
Somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. So, way to go, Christian.
Excellent work.
Wow. Wow, yeah. And on a side note, happy birthday, Luther Burbank.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday, Luther.
We'll toast him with some guacamole.
Yes.
Oh, I will, absolutely. And if any locals want to see something amazing, I suggest going down there to Luther Burbank's gardens. It's an amazing experience. So
thank you. Thanks for the good plug. Anyway. Good hearing from you, Christian. Do you have avocados at the Luther Burbank Gardens?
So there was one at the farm, and I don't remember what the issue was with it, but I think it had to be removed. And when it was, a whole bunch of CRFG people went and collected seed. So there are seedlings of that Burbank avocado. I have one at my house, but I know that there are quite a few CRFG members that also have that at their homes. And then at the Scion Exchange,
some people that may not know what the CRFG is.
I said that too fast. The California Rare Fruit Growers.
Yes.
Yes.
And have they planted those?
Yeah, a lot of people have planted those around the area. I know where there's a couple in Petaluma and a couple around town.
And they're getting fruit?
And they're getting fruit. Luther did do a little bit with it, but you won't find it if you look up Luther Burbank and avocados, because he called them alligator pears.
Oh, because they have that alligator-like
skin. Because they're piriform
in
shape. Yep, they're pear-shaped, and they have textured alligator-like
skin. So if I Google Luther Burbank alligator pears, something might come up.
You might get something from that. He had a little chapter in his 12-volume set about the alligator pears.
That's so cool. We'll take a quick break. We can take more calls right after this break. For Dr. Rachel Spaeth, 707-636-1350, or shoot her an email if you're sitting sipping a beverage and checking your emails, and bring her into the conversation. That email is steve@ksro.com. Coming up on the Good Food Hour this morning with Emily Ash Lamb. Today is the 20th annual Lake Sonoma Steelhead Trout Festival. This is very special to me because Chef John Ash and I broadcast our show live from the first ever Steelhead Trout Festival back there in 2007. And we're thrilled that it's grown bigger and better than ever. The executive director, Skip Brand, will be with us for the first few minutes to talk about all the things to do, some of the educational components of why our steelhead trout are so important to our ecosystem here in Northern California. And then we're going to do it island style with Chef Andre Fowles. He has written a new book called My Jamaican Table, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island. Andre, really a terrific guy, for years was the personal chef for a guy named Bruce Springsteen, who wrote the foreword.
You mean the boss?
The boss, yeah. Yeah, the boss loves this man's cooking. So we will talk island cuisine. He's also a three-time Food Network champ for the show Chopped, if you've ever seen that program. So he is quite a force in New Island and Jamaican cuisine. We'll talk with him this morning. And being a great lover of Jamaica, as I am, I've been there four times in the past 50 years. I'm looking forward to talking to Chef Fowles this morning.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt, the guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull. Do me a favor. Please steer clear of the Three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive north of the expressway. With their next level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love Car Wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job, and a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting-edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for dirt, Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top quality feed for your livestock. Horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at larsonsfeedandpetsupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
L-A-R-S-E-N-S feedandpetsupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the fairly clear and cool overnight, we can look to the hottest day of this current warming trend, which will bring us sunny skies with daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. In the evening, another mostly clear night should leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. This current warming trend should run through at least Monday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
During the break, I was asking Dr. Spaeth what she had planned for the rest of the weekend this afternoon, and you mentioned you were going to be going home to make a pinata.
I do.
And yes. Dr. Spaeth's just perfect sense of humor said, you know, sometimes you just gotta hit something with a stick.
That's true. It's very cathartic.
How many have you made?
13 for work and then a couple for my kids' birthday parties and stuff. I can make any pinata as long as it's a square or a rectangle because I start with a box, cut some holes in it, paper mache, and then decorate.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But you're not into circles and...
I haven't delved into circles
spheres.
Yet, but I've been thinking about it and my mom gave me a good idea. She said to blow up one of the big punching balloons.
Yeah.
And then make like ribs on it with cardboard and then paper mache around that. So maybe I will go out of my comfort zone of squares and rectangles and go into the world of circles, but I'm not sure.
So you mean to tell me your mom makes pinatas?
No, but she does paper mache.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's a good person to give you some direction.
Yeah.
On that. Well,
absolutely.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
You and your pinata. Looks like you spurred Larry to contact us this morning. Brevity is always Larry's watchword because he says, hi, SNR.
Perfect.
I like that. Years ago, I lived in the Sonoran Desert in Arizona. My experience with tiny, fuzzy cactus thorns was worse than poison oak.
Mm.
We used Elmer's white glue or hot candle wax dripped onto our skin, let it harden, and then peeled it off. It took a few applications to get all the nasty fuzz removed. You need to do it right away. The thorns work their way deeper into your skin very quickly. Mm-hmm. Boy, you could almost feel the pain.
Absolutely, yeah. And I have used Elmer's glue, but did not use hot candle wax. Although the glochids on the Burbank cactus are not nearly as atrocious as those tiny fuzzy cactus thorns that he's speaking of. Those ones are way worse.
You've had an experience with the fuzzy cactus?
Yeah, just from, you know, moving plants around and being silly and having one fall against me that was one I was going to collect somewhere or something. They're not pleasant.
Well, thank you for that tip. So,
thank you, Larry.
So if you're in the desert, always make sure you have some Elmer's white glue in the glove box of your vehicle,
idea.
Correct?
It's
or
a good idea.
Maybe a hot candle wax.
Yeah.
So you can melt a candle and do that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Those are very good suggestions.
Very good suggestions.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Spaeth. My seeds are not germinating. Can I move them to another germination method like the baggy method or the seed snails I've read about to get them to germinate? Or do you think it's too late?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think my biggest question is going to be what kind of seeds are you germinating?
Well, there's some that just take longer than others, number one.
Yeah, some take longer than others. So this time of year, and actually maybe a couple of weeks earlier, so we're kind of getting close to missing the boat, would be eggplant, tomatoes, peppers. All three of those are solanaceous plants. Mm-hmm. They're in that Solanaceae family. And they all, if you think about when you eat a tomato, they have that little bit of jelly around the outside of those seeds.
Yeah.
That has to be rinsed off or removed. And if it's a seed packet that you purchased, typically they've already removed that for you, which is very kind of them.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one that you saved yourself, you might need to do something with those seeds to treat them. So a lot of those can require a little scarification. Scarification can be done by soaking them in black tea or coffee, something with a low pH.
Okay.
So that simulates stomach acid being digested.
Graphic?
Yes, a little bit graphic, absolutely. The other thing you can do is take a pair of fingernail clippers and put a little notch in them.
Perfect.
And that helps to ease their germination. But the timing is you're right. I mean, here we are. The first week of March is already over. So we're getting into the zone of where maybe if you're starting those seeds, they get to be the second succession of tomatoes or peppers in your garden.
Okay.
But if you are able to purchase a plant that's already going to be 4 or 6 inches high.
So is there a way to determine whether those seeds were dead to begin with?
That's a really great question. So we would do viability testing, and typically we would do that in a little moist paper towel in a Tupperware that's been in your sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would look. And then I would look for the little radicles, the little like whitish root to sprout from
show some life.
Show some life in there, right. Yeah. They do have a shelf life. So if you've had those seeds and you're just pulling them out of your collection and the seeds are more than, definitely 10 years. 10 years is usually my cutoff.
So you might want to try them on the paper towel test to see, first of all, before planting them and going out and being disappointed.
Right.
Number one, so the seeds could be dead. Number two, you could have overwatered them and they rotted.
Oh, sure. Yep.
I mean, I've had that happen.
Oh, very common. Right?
Or you let them dry out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't
so they start to germinate and then they arrest development.
Then they all shrivel up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another one. Or, as you mentioned, well, let's see, just didn't wait long enough.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, patience, yeah. So those tomatoes and peppers and eggplant can take quite a long time to show signs of life on those. I think I usually, at the Burbank Gardens, I usually gave them about 3 weeks max before I would toss the soil and say, okay, this is not going to work.
Okay, because when we say it didn't germinate, that doesn't mean that we're seeing a green tip coming out of the ground. That just means that
the root
is coming out of the seed itself, correct?
Correct.
And some people might misidentify that. Well, I don't see any green. It must be dead.
Ah, yes, definitely. And if you had it in that paper towel, you might not see green because once they start to push their new little growth, it might be very yellowish because it's not getting sun.
Mm-hmm. So there could be a number of reasons.
Yeah, and also all of those are warm season crops. So if you think about it being a warm season crop, it needs to have a warm soil temperature. So if you are doing it in warm soil, it's not something that you can leave outside in your unheated greenhouse and expect them to go. We used heat mats with a thermostat at the Burbank Gardens.
So seeds not germinating, there could be a number of different reasons. If you want to explore further, call Dr. Spaeth now. It's 707-636-1350. 707-636-1350, or shoot her an email if you're having some difficulties with seeds or any gardening issues. She would love to help you and set you in the right course. steve@ksro.com. That's the easy-to-remember email, which connects you directly with Dr. Rachel Spaeth.
I finally feel like myself again.
I hear Sarah's story all the time.
After years of putting everyone else first, kids, work, life, I felt deflated, emotionally and physically. I finally said yes to me.
For Sarah and so many others, we performed a simple, elegant breast lift. No implants, just her natural shape, beautifully restored.
Now when I look in the mirror, I smile. There's no exaggeration, just a happier me. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon in Sonoma County 10 years in a row by the Press Democrat. And best cosmetic surgeon in Marin, Sonoma, and Napa counties by North Bay Biz Magazine. Dr. Tom sets himself apart by using local anesthesia, which means less post-op pain and faster recovery. His patients feel cared for because they are. Call 707-542-8346 or visit drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost seven decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, the newest mother-daughter real estate team in the North Bay, every Sunday morning at 9 on the Real Estate Hour, right here on KSRO. Sonoma County real estate market updates and knowledge from real estate professionals born and raised in the North Bay. For podcasts, go to KSRO.com. The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO. DRE license number 017-20334 and 022-09237.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
I just received a gorgeous photo on my email that should be on the front of anybody's botanical calendar of world-class vegetables. And it's from you, Dr. Spaeth.
It is. It's from
me. What is that beautiful cauliflower you just sent me?
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful purple cauliflower that we're probably going to eat for dinner.
When did you plant it?
Ah, yes. I planted this in the fall last year, so probably... Oh, I remember. It was furlough fun month. So I planted it in October. So I know that I know exactly when this got planted because I had some free time on my hands. And so I put in my winter veggies. So it had to have been in
yes,
October.
Yes, you were one of the recipients of the federal furlough.
I was,
you're not.
Yes.
And so in your spare time, you planted this cauliflower.
I did.
Is this the first you've harvested from this cauliflower?
From this particular plant? Uh-huh. Yes. This one is ready to harvest. And I have a second one that's ready to harvest. And then we'll continue to let the plant grow and see if we get the little side shoots on it just until temperature spikes too much and the plant starts to bolt.
Did you choose this because of its color or the variety?
I chose it because of its color. I do like the purple vegetables. We tend to grow a lot of purple things because my daughter...
Anthocyanin.
Yes, all those pigments that are really good
like
and healthy
in,
for
in
you.
Red wine and also in cauliflowers and beets and everything
yes.
else.
It's good for your heart.
Blood tonic.
Yes.
Well, you as a Pennsylvania gal, I can see you growing all these hearty root
hearty
vegetables.
Hearty root vegetables and cold season.
Were your kids eat cauliflower?
Yeah, I think so.
And
we'll
how do you usually prepare cauliflower? Do you have a preferred method?
Oh, you know, I'll like steam it and then saute with like a little butter and bacon.
Ooh,
or nice. My favorite thing to do was actually my grandmother's breaded cauliflower recipe. So she lightly steamed the head.
I thought chefs developed this in the last 10, 15 years.
Oh, no, my grandmother.
We all think, oh, they're doing it. But your hallowed, sainted grandmother.
Yes.
But it's like, oh, breaded cauliflower. Oh, this is a hot hors d'oeuvre. We can charge $20 for this in a cast iron pan. Grandma was doing this.
Oh, she made this for Thanksgiving every year. And when she died, everybody thought that they knew how to make grandma's cauliflower. And nobody really knew how to make grandma's cauliflower. So the trick is we lightly steam first, then cut up the florets, toss it in your milk and egg wash. Toss it in panko breadcrumbs was what she always used. And then her trick was that what she fried it in, she pan fried it with a mixture of lard and bacon fat. And that is how you get grandma's cauliflower.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
And I want you to say lard and bacon fat. And grandma lived to 97 years old.
No. Sadly, she did not live that long. I think she...
But she enjoyed every moment of her life.
But she enjoyed every moment, yeah.
So this is the traditional way that people used fats.
Sure.
Lard was what was available on the farm.
It's all the rage now.
Yeah. And now it is.
Yes.
Because it's everybody...
Beef tallow is making a comeback.
I know. And not that you really...
I don't know. I think beef tallow wouldn't give you the right flavor for this. I think it really has to be the lard and the bacon fat.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful... Look how we moved from this purple cauliflower to grandma's secret cauliflower recipe. So you'll be making this.
I will, yeah. It'll be delicious.
Sounds fantastic. If you have any type of purple cauliflower recipe you want to share with us, call us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
Any grandma's cauliflower recipes this morning, 707-636-1350. It's all part of gardening. It's all part of garden talk.
It is.
Stick around at 11:04. We will be chatting with Skip Brand, who's the executive director for the 20th annual Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival going on this morning, one day only. It's free up in Healdsburg. They'll have probably 5,000 or 6,000 people show up for this. There's all kinds of restaurants. There's 70 booths or so. There's lots of different bands playing terrific bluegrass music and all kinds of stuff. Free parking everywhere. And you'll learn about our wonderful steelhead trout nursery, which is up there, and how
yes,
they raise and release all these steelhead trout. It's just a marvelous, marvelous family event today. And then Chef Andre Fowles will be joining Emily Ash Lamb and me. His new book is called My Jamaican Table, Vibrant Recipes from a Sun-Drenched Island. Great chef. You'll love his voice. Mm. You know, he's got the patois, man. He's got a beautiful patois.
Nice.
So that'll be a lovely half hour of conversation. And one lucky KSRO listener will win a copy of this brand new book. Actually, it's so new, it's not even out yet. It'll be out in about 3 or 4 days. So you're getting a first chance to take a look at this back after this.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping local kids become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. 85% of students met their reading goal this year, nearly double from 3 years ago. Our students read more than 591 million words, more than twice the national average. A special shout-out to Kenwood Elementary, the first school where all students met their reading goal. Congratulations and keep up the good work. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Children who learn to read at grade level by third grade are more likely to graduate from high school and overall do better in life. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
So I know that cauliflower sometimes doesn't feel like it's an inspiring topic, but I love cauliflower. Mm. You love cauliflower.
Yes.
And I think Lucy in Sebastopol might love cauliflower, too. Welcome to the show. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, thank you. I want to enjoy this, everyone to enjoy this beautiful day. I'm so lucky I'm living up here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I come from a Polish family, and my grandma, you know, we grew our own victory gardens back in the day, and what she would do is we would just cut the cauliflower in little flowerettes. She would steam it, and then she would have a skillet full of good melted butter with breadcrumbs.
Mm.
And very carefully watch it till it's beautifully brown and get that brown butter flavor, and then put that on top of the broccoli. Very simple. And then you might want to squirt a little lemon on there and a little bit of fresh ground pepper. And depending on the salt butter, you might want to put some salt on it, but that's, you know, something you have to, you know, decide. But it's real quick, real easy, and I just thought I'd share that with you.
That is a delightful recipe.
It kind of
I
sounds like your grandmother's riff, doesn't it, Rachel?
Yeah.
Your grandmother used breadcrumbs, but she used a combination of lard, though, didn't
True.
She?
Yeah.
But not butter.
Not butter.
Well, our days were a little different, maybe, you know, with diet conscious.
Yeah, people perceive lard as less healthy than butter, but actually when you look at the nutritional profile, it's actually a little bit better. It has lower saturated fat than butter itself. Not that you want to change your diet and start eating lard every single day and butter. But that sounds delicious, Lucy. Thank you for sharing it with us.
One more quick thing. A couple of years ago, I found some carrots, like on a strip. Every 2 inches, there was a seed. And it was like on a tape. Uh-huh. And I put it in my garden. I laid it out, you know, whatever inch deep. Had really good soil. I had the best carrots. They were straight. They were like 8-10 inches long, sweet. And every one of them took. And I couldn't believe it. So I was wondering, I haven't had a chance to call around. I think I might have gotten them at Harmony Farms. I wonder if anyone knows if they make them anymore on a strip.
That's
you know how hard
question.
It is to grow carrots.
That is a really great question. And what a wonderful product to have and plant. Because it keeps them like the right distance apart and everything. Mm-hmm. It seems like really, really easy.
They used to have these a lot, these strips that were already pre-seeded with the right distance between the two. And you just laid the strip down, covered it. Very successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they have them.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, I did just find a website called West Coast Seeds.
Mm-hmm. That's, I don't have a computer, but
but talk about it anyway, Rachel.
Sure, yeah. For $5, you can get a Scarlet Nantes seed tape, and I know that Nantes is one of the good, like, kind of shorter carrots that grows well in our area. Mm-hmm. It might be worth checking out, but also, it'd be cool if...
So it's already pre-seeded on this tape. You just put the tape in, cover it up, and the spacing is correct.
Yeah.
Right? How much does this run, does it say?
It's $5 for... Let's see. About 430 seeds. It's
okay.
6.5 feet of tape.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, maybe for Christmas we'll get it and we'll send it to Lucy, okay?
Yeah, Lucy, have your neighbor with the internet get you one. That's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Really enjoy your show.
Thanks so much. Good hearing from you this morning. So one more time, happy Arbor Day to all of our listeners. California Arbor Day
California
is today,
Arbor Day.
Which coincides with...
Luther Burbank's birthday.
That's why we're celebrating. So do something arbory today.
Oh, sure.
Maybe go to the website and become a volunteer. Maybe make a donation.
Absolutely. Or plant a tree. Or pull some weeds.
Any of that. What's the website?
LutherBurbank.org.
LutherBurbank.org. Simple.
Simple.
And you can be part of our history here in Sonoma County, specifically Santa Rosa, and the great work that world famous. Hmm. He's better known probably in much of the world than even here in Santa Rosa.
I think so. And if you're free on Tuesday at 4 p.m., go stop into City Hall and show your support for their proclamation for Luther Burbank as a historic landmark.
Because it is his 100th anniversary of his death this
Indeed.
Year, 1926. It's at 4 p.m. at City Hall. I will be there. I'm not going to miss this. I plan on being downtown and doing that. Sorry we can't get to more questions about purple cauliflower, but next time, okay?
Next time.
Stick around. Emily Ash Lamb, as we move from the KS Arto Greenhouse to the KS Arto Kitchen, it's the Good Food Hour. That's coming up next.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO, Santa Rosa.
News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Right now, President Trump is at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware meeting with